So, item E is a resolution. This is a vacation of a portion of a street that I don't think exists. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. This is a resolution that's vacating a very small portion of a platted public right-of-way. It's for an Arlette Street. That street, frankly, is never going to be built given the configuration of the interstate. And what this does is kind of fully open up the entire parcel there for future development. We do have a developer that is actively looking at that parcel. And so the current property owners are trying to go through to open up the entire parcel to make sure it's easily developable.
Any questions from council?
It's zoned. What is it zoned?
Commercial. Highway service, I think. It's a commercial. I think it's highway service.
Any other questions or discussion? Public input on this matter.
Second.
First by Rhea and a second by Jason. All those in favor of the resolution, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Item F is a malt beverage renewal. Daniel, I'll turn it back over to you.
This is a existing malt beverage license that is on the former Full Throttle campground or facility that has been purchased by the owners of Iron Horse, and they have voluntarily annexed into the city limits. Due to when they were trying to voluntarily annex and the requirements to have everything published for 20 days and all of that sort of thing, the time limit for when all the paperwork was required to be submitted for malt beverage renewals had come up. And so the owners renewed through the county, because at that time it was truly in the county. However, now it is in the city. And so either way, they can either keep their existing county license and just move that into the city. But probably it makes more sense that they renew it as a city license, because that's what it should be anyway. Truly, this is an existing malt beverage license. It really won't change much of anything that's done out there. We have not had issues with the owners, and so the staff has no concerns.
Any questions for Daniel? From council. How about public input on this matter? We're dotting our I's and crossing our T's here if this passes, is basically what's going on.
Right, exactly.
I move to approve the malt beverage license renewal for KSLB ND.
We have a first by Ron.
I'll second that.
We have a second by Terry. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries.